Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Quick introduction, if anyone doesn't know me, my name is Matthew Nicholson. I have been attending this church ever since I was about 3 days old. I was born on the 22nd of December. My parents took a three-day-old child to the Christmas service. Interesting fact about me, I was also baptized in the kitchen. So, in the gospel today, according to Matthew, Jesus says, "See, I'm sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves." For me, this relates to me in two different ways. 2 years ago, I heard about a mission trip to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, and I told my mom about it. And she was very adamant about me not going. She was like, "This is too dangerous. This is your first time doing international travel. This is to a third world country. You don't know what you're really getting into." But I was very persistent, and I got my way finally, and I was able to go. And this was, you know, it was dangerous. It was something new, but I never felt threatened. I never felt endangered while I was there because I knew that God was with me and God was watching me the whole time. I felt a calling from God to do this. I felt that this is just not something that I wanted to do, but it's more than something I needed to do. And I come from a very, you know, lucky family, a financially stable house. I had 3 square meals a day, close to where I went to a good school, got a very good education. But these kids in Tanzania don't even have that opportunity. Most of them don't. Public school education, the student-to-teacher ratio is about 200 to 1. So if these kids want good education, you have to send them to private school. And private school, yeah, it is around $300 a year, which is not too expensive for U.S. standards. But for most of these families, that means losing a meal for their child a day. And this church has been very generous, and we have started the porridge program for these kids. So during their tea time, they're able to eat something. And this is something that is very meaningful to me. And, you know, I, as a person who loves sports, I took a responsibility for help setting up a soccer program with these kids. We brought over nets. I went into the heart of Dar es Salaam with Anania, who is the guy who is our driver, and we went and made these metal goals, and these guys were welding, and it was very strange and dangerous. And, you know, we brought pennies and we brought whistles so they would have referees. And I dived in with these wolves and into the danger with not knowing what to expect or not knowing what was going to happen. But I always felt protected under God. And the next situation is what I will be doing next year, which is be heading off to college. I will be attending VCU next year in the fall. And I really don't know what's going to come or who I'm going to meet, or the challenges I'm going to face. For the first time, I will be living on my own. I will not have my parents nagging me to do my homework, to clean my room, or to study for that big test that will coming up. But again, like Tanzania, I will be heading into the unknown, and I don't feel scared. I don't feel threatened by anything, because this church has given me the tools to, be prepared for the upcoming challenges that I'll be ready to face. And this parish, all of you guys have been amazing and have given me the opportunities to do amazing things with God and be the good, be the change in the world that we all want to be. And you guys have been amazing. And you guys have been generous with your donations to all the mission trips to Dungannon and Tanzania. And it's just unbelievable. So I would just like to give you this time to thank you, all of you guys, for, making this my second home for the past 18 years. And this will always be my second home. And you guys are loving, caring, and you guys are always welcoming. So I just wanted to thank you guys, and amen.
Amen.
So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Evan Parker. I've been going to this church since I was pretty much born. I've been going to Sunday school here since I was 2.5. I'm really grateful for all that I've learned here, especially the importance of helping others. I've had many opportunities to do that. I've participated in Christmas shopping for kids who are less fortunate than I am. I've built Easter baskets for many families. And I've also participated on the Dungannon mission trip, which has been an amazing experience. I've gotten to see a lot of different people in many different situations, and I've been able to personally help a lot of people, which I'm very grateful for. I'd also like to thank all of my Sunday school teachers and everyone who's helped me along my journey, especially Richard Adams, Kate Hayes, Sonia Marsden, and Patty Gallatin. All these people and everyone in this congregation has really helped me through my journey through high school. And high school is really weird. I don't know how else to describe it. High school and my life up until now is all that I know, but I know that this definitely isn't it. High school is like a game that I've been playing in a tutorial, but this isn't like any of the videos of the game I've seen. There's more to life than high school, and I'm sure life after high school and college is very odd as well, but I personally think high school is really weird. No one knows what they're doing yet, but everyone is being told what to do all the time. Assignments have always detailed instructions, and goals are set by parents and teachers. But life after college isn't like that, or at least I hope it's not. The grass is always greener on the other side, but I think that's because the other side isn't here. Here is where I'm very close to, and I can look down at the grass in between my toes, and I can see that the dirt gets in the house after I go in the grass, and the mosquito that buzzes in my ear, and I can see that in the grass there are weeds that overpowered the flowers. But the other side must have those things too, right? You can't have grass without weeds or dirt or bugs. There can't be grass without all of those things, all the annoying things that get in the way. But I can't really see the other side, so I don't know what's there. I've seen pictures, and I've seen videos, and I've heard things from my parents and other adults, but I don't really know what life after college is like yet. I can't feel those things. I don't know what having a real job is like yet. I know I'll eventually get there after college, but I can't see it right now. The other side is probably more like over the rainbow right now. It's very far away. I can't see it. I'm not really even entirely sure where it is. I know that bluebirds fly over the rainbow and dreams do come true, but I'm not really sure what that means. My dreams now were to get an A on that test or essay, or to get into my dream college. But after college, I don't think I'll be dreaming about A's on tests or essays, or getting into college again. I know that in college I'll dream of similar things, but after that, I shouldn't have any tests or worksheets, right? Once I get over the rainbow, what should I expect? I think it's odd to worry about the future right now. It's not here yet, and I can't really do anything about it now. I'll try my best in everything I do, but other than that, anyone is as good as guessing where I'll end up. So for now, I'll probably just go out into the world and hope for the best. Jesus also probably has good advice that I can follow if I've learned anything here. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and as innocent as doves. I definitely feel like a sheep at this point, but I'll be wise as a serpent and as innocent as a dove. And much like the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Cowardly Lion, I'll try to have a heart and use my brain and find some courage. There is no yellow brick road that I can follow, no field of poppies to rest in when I'm weary, and no magical city to find. I'll follow my heart instead. I'll rest where I can find peace, and I'll just try and find something. Maybe it's over a rainbow or on another side, and maybe the grass is greener, but I don't think I know until I can look down at the blades between my toes.